Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's June 5th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's November 19th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, in the Bible, it mentions something like, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Some people say, "This proves you shouldn't be working with us." Why does it say this, and what exactly does it mean?
Alora, this is a mistranslation of the Holy Scripture. What this verse should read is, "You should not suffer a conjurer to live." The Wiccans, the people of the northern forests of Europe, were unknown to the people of that time when the Bible was written. What they were referring to in that passage were the priests of Baal, who were the most wicked and evil sorcerers and conjurers of the time. They believed in taking the firstborn son of every family and sacrificing them alive by throwing them into the altar fire of Baal to become his spirit warriors. This practice was hideous and widespread in biblical times. That is why Abraham was asked to sacrifice Israel, because of this tradition of sacrificing the firstborn son. People hated the priests of Baal, but they were so powerful and so feared that few dared oppose them except the prophets of God, who simply blew them away because they were so much more powerful. This is what this passage in the Bible was referring to. And Demetrius's people hated the priests of Baal just as much as mine did, and hunted and destroyed them even more than we did. So this passage had nothing to do with Wicca or witchcraft whatsoever.
Yuck! And I thought the satanic people were bad. These guys have them beat hands down. I'm sure Demetrius loves to hunt these guys.
He does, Alora. He does.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Pauley. You can check it out online at voicesfromspirit.com/cv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it. And best of all, it's free.
We're back. Alora's busy, so I'm going to take this one by myself again. And it's from our friend Paul, and I enjoy answering his questions anyway. And by the way, Paul, you should not be calling Al Gore that name. Your mother's right. It's an insult to women. Find something else to call him. But to your question, you ask, "Lord, why did the ancient people call the time when your people fought the great flood? Why didn't they call it the rain of fire or the great thunder or something like that? Why did they call it the great flood?" Well, Paul, you must understand the terrible weapons that we used. Several of our colonies were in the ocean, and when they were destroyed, it caused horrendous tidal waves, bigger than anything that had ever struck the earth before or has struck the earth since. And those tidal waves reached way inland and just destroyed everything. People remembered great walls of water coming crashing over their cities and their villages and destroying everything, and only the people in the highest hills survived. And then we released so much moisture into the atmosphere that it rained for days and days and days after we fought, because all this moisture had to come out of the atmosphere. And the flooding was horrendous. It rained places where people had never seen rain before and rarely saw that much water, and the flooding was just incredible. So yes, our weapons did create great thunder, great flashes, and the sky was lit up and everything else. But what the people remembered most, Paul, was the water everywhere, and the terrible, terrible flooding and everybody drowning. This is what was imprinted on the human race's mind. So when they thought back to this time of terrible destruction, what they remembered most was the flooding. This is very, very natural and very understandable.
We'll be back again.